Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, June 7, 2022. This morning I will talk about complete restoration. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Merciful Father, all power and glory, dominion and honor, law and justice are yours because you created us and care for us each and every day. Forgive our imperfections, our willful indiscretions, our wanton sin. Not because we deserve this forgiveness, but because you love us and know that we cannot exist without you. For the many blessings named and unnamed in this life, we thank you. Help us to live into this thankfulness that our joy in you may be complete. In the power of your Holy Spirit, complete your work of creation by giving us the heart of Christ. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Salvation and eternal life have their skeptics. Skepticism about the resurrection of Jesus Christ led the Apostle Paul, for example, to write, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain." This is 1 Corinthians 15:14. The resurrection of Christ implies that Jesus lives and will return one day to bring us home. Knowing that our future is in Christ, through faith we know that the future is secure and good because we serve a God who loves us and is himself holy and good. Jesus reminds us, "Everyone when he hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rains came and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on a rock." This is Matthew 7:24 and 25. If Jesus is my rock, my denominator in life, and my assumption taken from outside the system, I cannot be easily shaken. But not everyone is convinced. How do we know the sequence of events in our salvation and the path to eternal life? The Apostle Paul outlines the path to salvation, saying, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead." This is Philippians 3:10 and 11. In other words, I know that I will be raised from the dead because I have known Christ, have shared in his suffering and death. While Jesus accomplished our salvation by means of his life, death, and resurrection, we are sanctified in following Christ's model, the perfect image of God in human form. In his letter to the church at Corinth, Paul writes again on this subject, "For just as the body is one and there are, has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many." This is 1 Corinthians 12:12-14. Here Paul is talking specifically about the nature of the church, but a second interpretation is also possible. In Christian thinking, we often talk about the soul, which today we might refer to as our identity. In Hebrew thinking, the word soul implies body, mind, spirit, and the people who we are in relationship with. When we come to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, the means by which we come into relationship with God. Our soul has forever changed. Much like we are one body in Christ, the church, we are also one with God, who is eternal. Being one with God implies that our identity is now held in common with fellow believers, past, present, and future. Because God is eternal, being in union with God implies that our identity is now eternal. It is also complete because of God's omniscience. Anyone with our DNA can copy our bodies, but only God can reproduce our souls. For those of you unaccustomed to this notion of shared identity and the soul, what happens to your identity when the mind is taken over with a disease like Alzheimer's? Do you stop being a person? Do you lose your identity because you no longer remember who you are? Not at all. When we meet a person with Alzheimer's, their identity is retained by the people around them who care for them, order their favorite foods, and tell their stories. It is no different when we die. When we die, our identity is retained not only by all the people that knew us, but also, for the Christian, by the Holy Spirit, who is eternal. God, who created us from dust, can easily recreate us, complete with our identities, our souls, because we are in relationship with him. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.